I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest Southwest Iowa news on KJAN.com. Atlantic tied our record low for August the 18th when we reached 41 degrees this morning. The previous record was set in 1897. The 24-hour low for the August 17th period was 40 degrees, which was 2 degrees shy of tying the record for that date. Discussion between the driver of a pickup and her passenger Friday afternoon about a turkey in a field resulted in a rollover accident southeast of Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department says Mary Kay Bailey and her passenger Erica R. Jackson, both of Red Oak, suffered from minor injuries following the accident, which happened at around 6:30 p.m. near the intersection of 210th Street and K Avenue. Officials say Bailey was driving a 1993 Chevy pickup southbound on K Avenue and speaking with Jackson. The discussion was about a turkey Jackson saw in a field on the east side of the road. When Bailey turned to look at the wild bird, she missed her turn onto eastbound 210th Street. When she realized her mistake and attempted to negotiate the turn, the pickup skidded off the south side of the road, entered a ditch, and rolled onto its side. The damage was estimated at $3,000. No injuries were reported following a car fire Friday evening on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. According to dispatch reports, the fire occurred at around 7:40 p.m. on I-80 eastbound at the 50.85-mile marker. Firefighters from Marnie and Atlantic responded to the scene. Authorities say the driver of the car and only occupant escaped unharmed. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan told KJAN News the driver and another motorist were on their way back to Des Moines after purchasing the car at an auction when the blaze broke out. Earlier in the afternoon on Friday, a pickup truck pulling a horse trailer caught fire on I-80 near the Cass-Adair County line. The truck appeared to have been a total loss, but no animals or humans were injured. There's no more information available on that incident. And firefighters from Oneida and Wyota were called to help extinguish a grass fire that was burning dangerously close to a barn and residence Friday afternoon. The blaze was reported around 1:50 p.m. at about 140th and Delta Avenue in northwestern Adair County. No other details available. An incident that began with the theft of a motor vehicle from Pottawatomie County resulted in a chase but no arrest Thursday evening, despite a coordinated effort by several law enforcement agencies. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said Friday that police officers in Harlan had observed a vehicle known to have been stolen from Pott County inside the Harlan city limits. The officers engaged in a pursuit of the 1996 Oldsmobile. The chase continued east onto Oak Road before the HPD officers requested assistance from the Shelby County Sheriff's Department. The officers and deputies lost track of the vehicle, however, in the 1200 block of Oak Road. At around 11:30 p.m. Thursday, the Sheriff's Office was alerted to suspicious activity in the 1900 block of Oak Road, where authorities recovered the stolen vehicle. The Sheriff's Office requested and received assistance in locating the suspect from the Cass County K-9 unit, along with Sheriff's deputies from Audubon County. Deputies recovered property from the suspect in the area and cordoned off a cornfield where the suspect was thought to have been hiding. Additional assistance was requested from the Omaha Police Department, which sent their helicopter, Able 1, to the scene. The chopper was equipped with a FLIR, or forward-looking infrared radar, which detects heat signatures. Despite the concentrated effort, the suspect was never located and the search called off during the early morning hours. Investigation into the theft continues. Anyone with information about the case is asked to contact the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. An Atlantic family is one of six from across Iowa to be honored with the Way We Live Award at the Iowa State Fair this morning. Mick and LaVon Sager were selected from 75 total entries. According to fair officials, the award honors industrious Iowa families who demonstrate a daily dedication to animal agriculture and exemplify farm values derived from hard work and a love for the occupation of farming. The Omaha World Herald reports the Sager family raises about 200 hens, 60 calves, 32 ewes, 14 turkeys, and 2 llamas on their 20-acre spread about 4 miles northwest of Atlantic. A fair spokesperson cited the farm as the epitome of a small, diversified family farm. In selecting the Sagers for the award, the fair is recognizing Mick and LaVon for passing on the lessons of farm life to their kids. The Sagers will receive their award at 10:30 this morning at the Paul R. Knapp Animal Learning Center on the fairgrounds in Des Moines. Mick Sager is a Rhodes Foreman for Cass County, while LaVon is a paraeducator for the Atlantic Community Schools. Neither are actually full-time farmers. The couple has 4 children. Some 2,000 volunteers will be painting several dozen homes in Council Bluffs in Omaha today as part of a community-wide beautification and weatherization effort. Tom Pettigrew is executive director of the 24th annual Brush Up Paint-a-thon. He says it helps low-income elderly residents and people with disabilities to maintain their properties.
We got a lot of applications. I believe it was 210. Unfortunately, we can't do all of them, but 75 or so is always a good number.
Pettigrew explained the qualifications for getting your home's exterior freshened with a new coat of paint.
Over 62 or per terminally disabled at any age, own or be buying the home, we don't do rental properties, and meet financial guidelines.
Some volunteers started earlier in the week with scraping off the old flaking paint and getting the houses coated with primer.
We always prime everything that's bare wood, and then the top coat, and then the caulking helps to secure the house. So we think we're weatherizing at the same time.
In the past 24 years, more than 2,400 homes in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area have been painted by volunteers through that program. And Iowa Congressman Steve King said Friday that he'll be honoring Sioux City resident and wounded Vietnam Army veteran Dennis Roberts this coming Tuesday, August 21st, with medals that Roberts did not formally receive previously for his service. The ceremony takes place at 12:30 p.m. in Congressman King's office in Sioux City. Roberts is slated to receive, among other things, the Purple Heart, the Bronze Star, the National Defense, and other similar medals, in addition to his Combat Infantryman badge and Sharpshooter badge and rifle bar. Roberts served in the U.S. Army in Vietnam from March of 1969 to June 1970. During that year, he was a reconnaissance scout assigned to search and destroy missions with the 101st Airborne Division. On Christmas Day in 1969, his 25-member platoon landed and split into groups. The landing zone, or LZ as it's called, was hot, with the soldiers coming under enemy fire. In the firefight, Roberts came into contact with a booby trap. The explosion blew off his right thumb. Shrapnel also pierced his right arm and lower back. Roberts suffers from a permanent loss of hand motion as a result of his injuries. And that is a check of the latest area news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.